Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We will start there with our next guest, Phil Barber, Press Democrat sports writer. He does great work. Check him out on Twitter, @skinny_post. Phil, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing in the New World Order?
Seriously. Change is becoming. There's a lot of protests out here in downtown San Francisco, plus the weather made for a little tricky way of getting in here, but we got in here fine. Phil, let's start with those poll questions. You can answer both in either order that you want. Has the season thus far gone as you expected, better than expected, or worse than expected, and which loss was better for them, when they blew a big lead in the fourth quarter at the Cavs or when they blew a big lead at home against the Grizzlies?
Taking the first question, I think it's gone better than I expected, to be perfectly honest, because you don't bring in a player the magnitude of Kevin Durant without seriously shaking up the rhythm of your team. And the fact that the Warriors, you know, went through a really brief and minor bumpy period with Durant, and have now, I think, you know, pretty clearly emerged after this week as the best team in the league. I just don't think you could have really asked for things to go much better. And then the second question, I think that the loss to the Cavs was just really good for them. I secretly think that Steve Kerr was probably rejoicing that night, because I know, like, one of his major missions is to not let this team get ahead of itself. And that was a game that, you know, with the Warriors having so much to play for that night, just in terms of their pride and their spirit, to give that one up, man, you know, it just stuck with them. And I think to then see how they followed up with Monday's game against the Cavs, I think it was really good for them.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this team like, you know how great they are, but at the end of the day, do you think Steph Curry and the rumor mill about him not possibly starting, would that have been a big deal if he was not in the starting lineup?
Yeah. I mean, I do think that's a big deal. And if there's any superstar who could kind of mentally compartmentalize that and deal with it and not let it eat at them, it would probably be Curry. I mean, I think he's a guy that's always kind of gotten the team aspect of this, and the Warriors really do emphasize that. But I mean, come on, he's two-time MVP, one of the true all-stars of the game, and I think that he would have felt that a bit, and I don't know what his reaction would have been, but I don't think that that's something you could just brush aside.
When I heard West was, going to be out for a little bit, I'm on a mission to find out this answer. Maybe you can help me. You know, I just assumed McGee was going to get more minutes, and last night, a DMP.
Yeah, that was surprising, wasn't it? That really kind of sent me for a loop a little bit. But, I don't know what the story is there. It might just be Steve Kerr saying, let's see what some other guys have here. This is a big game. Maybe I'm not going to play the hand that everybody expected me to play. Let's see if James Michael McAdoo can get some significant minutes and step up. And he really did. So I did find it curious, but I think it might just be Kerr not knowing exactly what the formula is while West is out. So maybe he's going to try a few different things and see what's works. But he has to be happy with the result so far.
Phil Barber, fantastic Press Democrat sports writer, good enough to join us, Zachariah and the Guru, here on 95.7 The Game. Phil, one of the reasons why we love talking to sports writers, newspaper writers, and also sports anchors that work in the news is that you can talk everything. So let's switch gears here and talk about the Niners' search for both a coach and a GM. Is it something that you applaud because it's calculated and they're not rushing into their decision because they did that in the past couple of years, hiring Tom Sula and Chip Kelly? Or is it kind of embarrassing and it seems like maybe candidates are not choosing this team?
I'm somewhere in the middle on that. I mean, I definitely couldn't say that I applaud it, because I think that they have definitely backed themselves into a little bit of a corner with this. You know, they're really putting all of their chips, it seems like, in the Kyle Shanahan basket right now. And I think, you know, it's very possible that they have a handshake agreement and they're just waiting to when they can openly negotiate with him. But let's face it, we've all seen handshake agreements fall apart in the world of sports, and especially in the NFL. And to, you know, to be so far out on the limb with Kyle Shanahan and not even have a GM, it's a little tricky. At the same time, I don't feel like the sky is falling on them. I mean, you know, it's a cliche, but it's true. There are 32 of these head coaching jobs and 32 of these GM jobs. They're very valuable. There are still some very viable candidates out there for both. I can't openly mock them for what's going on, because I don't think it's necessarily any better to rush into some guy who might not be the best decision. But I think especially on the GM side, that is getting a little bit dicey now, and I'm very curious to see how it finishes up.
Phil, when you look at the situation with the Raiders in Oakland last week, we heard, you know, a lot of hoopla about Mark Davis, you know, filing for relocation. And I wonder if you're like me. I don't have any sources. I don't know why I feel like with what happened last time in this move that didn't happen, that got voted down, I think it's not going to happen again. Are you shocked of the reaction, where people are just thinking it's a foregone conclusion that the Raiders are moving to Vegas?
Well, yes. I mean, you're right. People have taken that a step too far. There are several things that could stand in the way of that move, and this is not a done deal by any means. But, you know, I kind of understand what Raider fans especially are thinking. They've been done this way one time before. And certainly everything Mark Davis has said over the last year or year and a half has pointed to a desire to move to Vegas, and he hasn't really backed off of that. So, you know, until he does, or until something tangible happens, either, you know, in terms of an investment group in Oakland or a negative ownership vote for the move to Las Vegas, you know, I don't have a real good reason to believe that they're not going.
At @skinny_post, one of the great handles on Twitter, Phil Barber, great press Democrat sports writer. We appreciate the time, Phil. Always great insight all across the Bay Area sports scene. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot.
There you go, Phil Barber.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.